This is high. Hey, friends, family, and fellow progressives, welcome. Welcome to a really fun night of comedy and the kickoff of Fighting Bob Fest 2015. This is going to be a fantastic Fighting Bob Fest. We are so grateful to Progressive Magazine to join with our friends at the Capital Times to pick up this fantastic tradition started by one of my personal heroes, Ed Garvey. And we're so glad to be with you guys here tonight. I want to say a big thank you to the Devil's Advocates for getting everybody on the radio today. And also to the staff at the Progressive who have made this entire thing happen this year. Lily Johnson, our development director, who you probably saw back there. Erica Bear, Aaron Grunzi, Tess and Aaron, our fantastic interns, and Lizzie Coons. Without them, this would not be happening. So big thank you to the Progressive staff. We have an amazing weekend planned. So this is going to be a fun night of comedy. And tomorrow, starting at 9 o'clock at Breeze Stevens Field, we are going to have an incredible lineup of speakers, including but not limited to my friend Ed Schultz, who's flying in, our friend in Wisconsin, our Senator Russ Feingold, straight from the picket line, Seattle Teachers Union leader and civil rights leader Jesse Hagopian, Liz Winstead, John Fugelsang. It's going to be an incredible day. Don't miss it. Come out to Breeze Stevens. It's free. It's fun. There's a lot of beer. There's a lot of food. There's some fantastic music. It's going to be great. Now, tonight, our staff had the fabulous idea that we should have a night of comedy 2 days after the Republican debate. What perfect timing. So we have a super lineup of talent here tonight to share their impressions with you of all that's going on in our political world, including our own, I feel bad, it's sad, Scott Walker. He's been outbullied. He's been outbullied by an even bigger bully on the national stage. And speaking of bullies and bad people, we have an amazing champion for the underdog here tonight. I am going to introduce the first of our comic lineup, a great friend of the Progressive Magazine, a columnist for the Progressive, the creator of the Hightower Lowdown, the former Ag Commissioner of Texas, your friend and mine, Jim Hightower. Please welcome Jim Hightower.
Howdy ho. Hey, hey. Hello, Madisonianacs. A joy to be back here for the annual Babapalooza at the Barrymore. Thanks to Ruth Conniff. You know that we got a saying in East Texas that the rooster crows, but the hen delivers the goods. And Ruth Conniff is delivering the goods again and again. Ruth with Lily and Erica, Jumpin' Johnny Nichols, and all the extraordinary volunteers that make BobFest not only possible, make it function, make it fun, make it festive, make it the best political party in America. It happens right here, the Fighting BobFest. And I can't go further than without saying bottoms up to our founder, the absolutely incomparable and incandescent Ed Garvey. Bottoms up to Ed. He and Betty can't be here tonight, but they're with us in spirit always. Well, Ruth and her Bob crew put tonight's hoorah together as a comedy fest, as she was just indicating, with the fabulous Liz Winstead and John Fugelsang. But the timing, as Ruth was just saying, turns out to be cruelly unfair. How are these intentionally, creatively funny people to outdo the unintentionally hilarious scrum of GOP comics in chief on network TV last night? When I saw that blab off last night, I was reminded that there was an old bar in Austin when I first moved there called Another Raw Deal. And the men's room had one of those hot air hand dryers, you know, and with a big chrome punch thing there. And on that big chrome punch thing was a sticker, and it said, "Push here for a message from the Republican Party." Well, from Donnie to Scotty, from Carly to Cruz, they reminded me actually of a guy named Bruce King. He was a governor of New Mexico some years ago, Democratic governor. Good guy. He wasn't a bad guy at all. But Bruce had a little problem with his literary references and rhetorical goof-ups. His advisors were in to see him, and they were urging him to adopt a particular piece of special interest legislation. And Bruce said, "Well, I don't know, boys." Said, "I don't know. I'm afraid we're about to open a big box of Pandora's here." Well, here come the Pandoras. Take your governor, please. Scotty, this is amazing. Scotty said he wants a build a big old wall on the Canadian border. (laughs) 4,000 miles to wall off Canadians. The gentlest, most polite people on earth. They think that ketchup is a hot sauce. These are mild, mild people. You don't need a wall. You just need to put up a sign that says, "We're closed." And they say, "Oh, well, okay, we'll come back next year." Yeah. Jeez. So, just absolutely astonishing. The whole bunch of the GOP wannabes wouldn't make good landfill. The Donald says he's a financial genius, but his major economic contribution so far has been to establish a boom in piñatas on the Mexican border. It's terrific down there. I've got one. Everybody should have one. Put it in your front yard. Carly Fiorina, her foreign policy experience consists of dining at the Russian Tea Room in Manhattan, said she would pressure Vladimir Putin by refusing to talk to him. Take that, Putin. Ben Carson, he's running second in the Iowa Republican caucuses. He's a scientist. He does not believe in evolution, however. Jeb Bush, Jeb, as his campaign slogan says, Jeb, exclamation point. Jeb, his real name is John Bush. As Gail Collins said in the New York Times, but John Bush sounds like a name you would put on a fake ID. Just doesn't work, so it's Jeb. He says his brother Shrub kept us safe by invading the wrong country and unleashing ISIS upon the world. Chris Christie promises to crush Planned Parenthood, apparently by sitting on them. I'm not sure what he's got in mind there. They're also kooky that our governor in Texas, Rick Perry, the man who put the goober in gubernatorial, Rick Perry could not keep up with this bunch, so he had to drop out. That's why Lily Tomlin has said, no matter how cynical you get, it's almost impossible to keep up. So that's why our generous Bob Festers are providing the balm of humor tonight to kick off tomorrow's day-long festival of cogitating and agitating to make real America's proud progressive values of economic fairness, social justice, and equal opportunity for all people. That's what we stand for. So we're going to give you a chance right now. I know you put a little bit in the kitty when you came in here, but you got a little more in your pocket, I know. So we got some bucket carriers about to move down the aisles here and spread out among you. So if you could put a little more in there, because this is how we make this happen. You know, Monsanto, Walmart, ExxonMobil, not going to put any money in our kitty. We got to feed our kitty ourselves. And so that's what this is all about right here, because we're going to have people for you tomorrow that are just extraordinary. Russ Feingold going to be with us. We need Russ Feingold back in the United States Senate. Mark Pocan, the greatest strategist in America, with us. Mark Diemenstein. Mark, stand out here. Mark Diemenstein, you haven't met him yet. Mark Diemenstein is the president of the American Postal Workers Union International. He is this guy, I've been working with him. This Joel Rogers and I've been working. This guy is the most progressive union president in America. He believes in having a movement that involves all of us to take America forward toward those values that we all represent, and to have a public post office again and public banking in the post office as well. You're going to hear from him tomorrow. Terrific. We got Kevin Alexander Gray going to be with us, always a dynamite. We got Jumma Johnny Nichols, Ed Schultz, of course, going to be here as well. And then also we'll have tonight's amazing doctors of progressive humor, Liz Weinstead and John Fugelsang, are going to be with us. So we just thank you for being here tonight. Do what you can. Let's keep this thing moving, because we are what moves it. Nothing else does. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Jim Hightower.